Yeah, there's this like there's this sort of tendency to I guess kind of fetishize this idea of the industrial worker that doesn't really that isn't really like the it doesn't really mesh with the this like post-1970s financialized world, which I
Right.
think is very, one thing very interesting about the film is how it definitely seems like an attempt to kind of grapple with that. You know, if you compare it to Metropolis, that was very much of the industrial age, you know, 100 years ago. Like, so it's like now, I mean, you know, one of the first shots in the movie, you see Giancarlo Esposito, he's holding up the newspaper. It's like the feds to city drop dead. And this is a direct reference to the New York City's fiscal crisis in 1975, which was kind of like one of the big three events in the 70s that kind of led to the,
The
you
Nixon
know, I,
shock,
yeah, the Nixon shock.
OPEC
Yeah,
embargo.
OPEC, the OPEC crisis. You know, these are like the sort of the big, like, they're the big events in the economic world that kind of like signify the transition to, you know, I guess what you would call the neoliberal era. And it's interesting because Graeber is like cited as one of Coppola's main influences. So Graeber's debt book sort of posits that I read this about 10 years ago, and he talks about how, like, you know, there's like these eras that last maybe about 500 years, where you know, you cycle between an era of credit and then an era of like hard money. And we kind of left the hard money era in 1973. So now we're in kind of a period of transition that's very similar to the transition from from antiquity, the Axial Age, to the Middle Ages. But he also says that the Middle Ages were a more, it was actually a more egalitarian time for most of the world, except for the, basically, except for Europe. And, you know, and this is also kind of dovetails with the rise of Islam. And Islam was even, you know, Islamic finance, you know, being very strict about usury.
Yeah, that's really fascinating. I don't know if you've read any of like Carl Jaspers' books, like the famous one on the Axial Age.
Oh, I'm familiar with it.